Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Houlton Wildcat boys basketball as Houlton wrapped up the regular season 3-19 and a couple games here in the last week since we spoke. Coach, want to go back to last Friday night at Sabetha. This is an opponent that, was a 30-plus point loss earlier this season and a much different game on Friday night, right there, basically, tied up at halftime and you end up falling by 10 in the end, but had to feel like maybe that you showed a lot of improvement and certainly competed against the Blue Jays on Friday.
Yeah, and talking to their coach, post game, going through the line, shaking hands, and he was very complimentary of our team. Of you guys have gotten so much better, and we talked a little bit before the game, and he knew that we were not the same team that we played a few weeks prior or a month prior, and then that's just been we've been improving every time we've had an opponent, which has been good for us. But I thought our approach, the kids handled the game plan pretty well. We just came out strong. I think we might have been even up 2 or 3 at halftime and just felt good in rhythm. And it's always been that way. If we're in the game at halftime, can we sustain that and come out and continue to attack the second half the same way? And I thought we did for the most part. We kind of got out rebounded again and struggled to score down the stretch, which ultimately gave us a 10-point lead. But, my goal in that game was we're going to have to play really well. We can't get beat by 35 points or whatever it was the first time. And, if we can't beat them, we at least need to keep the score respectable and keep it to, a 10-point loss. That was a win for us, even though it wasn't a win in the record book, but that was a win for us.
Kind of a couple of things you said that were similar in my notes here, looking at the Royal Valley game that you had earlier this week on Monday. One is, a fairly close game, but I think Royal Valley started the fourth quarter on a 12-0 run, and that was kind of the separation and the difference in that game. And then the other big thing was rebounding, because I know that was, again, a big struggle point against Royal Valley that was probably kind of the difference against the Panthers on Monday again.
Yeah, that was the biggest concern. And they did a good job of attacking on the inside and putting pressure on us. And we double team, we didn't double team, and we didn't make the adjustments that I thought we should have been making. And we got in early foul trouble, which hurt. Grant Warner was on the bench more than he was on the floor Monday night. But ultimately, it came down to rebounding again, and we physically got out rebounded. And that was the biggest separation. And a 12-0 run to start the fourth quarter, that's going to put a deficit on any good team. So
Monday night was senior night. I want to ask you about your seniors. Obviously, they've been great for you all year. And against Royal Valley, Corbin Fox has 18. Carrick DeDondre has 17. Your two leading scorers for the season have been very consistent. But, as hard as Daniel Cannon plays, we talk about the charges that Daniel and Corbin has taken as well. And then Caden Gale, working back from injury and how he was so engaged and now has been able to help you. Just, I guess, tell me from your perspective kind of maybe what you'll remember about this group of seniors and what they've kind of meant to your team here this year.
I mean, overall, all four of them have worked very hard for me for 2 years, and each one of them expressed it in their own way of, Coach, I wish you were here, a little bit sooner. And I wish I was too, just for the fact that those kids, they came to every workout, they did everything that I asked them to do, and they tried to lead the best way they knew how. But the biggest thing I'll take from them is just their work ethic. They worked harder. Not the most talented senior class. Don't have the collective skill is not all there. But they're a kid that's just going to work hard and put themselves forward first and put their best foot forward for the team. And they'll be remembered just because they set the example of. Just picking back from last season, the foundation was set, and I think we took that next step as a program behind those four seniors.
Final thought, Coach. It's a third meeting against Hiawatha, so it's tough to play a team twice. Third time even more difficult, but obviously they're one of the best in the state. Very, very good team, and you go to their place on Thursday. So what's kind of the thought process, the game plan, and on how to compete against the Red Hawks and find a way now in a one-game season from here on out?
Yeah, that's the name of the game, survive in advance now. And going against Hiawatha, we know about, where they are and what they've done this season and the players that they have. And we kind of put that mindset in our kids. It's hard to beat a team three times, especially a team that's been on the upswing as far as improvement every time they've played a game. And, the first time we played them, we didn't play very well at their place. And when we played them here, we weren't even 100%. Caden Gale, that was maybe his might have been maybe his fourth or fifth game. He wasn't quite 100%. Easton Mullen was out with the flu that game. Carrick did not only play the first half, so we weren't even at full strength, and I think that's going to be a bigger factor for us, is if, you know, we're healthy now, we're at full strength, and there's a game plan in place, and we're just going to compete hard and see what we can do, and if we can keep the game, the score low and in our favor, I think we'll have a chance.
That's all you can ask for. You bet. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck on Thursday and continuing here in the postseason.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Wildcat Boys, the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Community Healthcare System, and by Medical Pharmacy adjacent to the Holton Hospital.